This next poem is entitled Odalisque, and it came in a roundabout way from a letter that I read, I think, in Playboy magazine, written into the Playboy Advisor or some such thing, in which a housewife had written in and said that do you people want to sit down? You're not going to disturb me if you try to find seats. She had written in and said that she did her housework naked, and she was asking the Playboy Advisor if she was a pervert because of this. And I was stimulated somewhat by this, but imagining, you know, a whole new class of peeping Toms who got up early instead of late, right? But months later, letters started pouring in from housewives all over the place saying they also did their housework naked, and I think that had a huge impact upon me. So eventually this poem came out of it. The title is ironic. The title is Odalisque. It's a Turkish word, if I remember correctly, referring to a girl who is sort of a harem girl and a slave girl at the same time. The woman in the poem, a couple of things I should explain in case they're not completely clear, is pregnant, is doing her housework naked, and the only thing that she is wearing is a large chained medallion which has the head of a dog carved on it. Odalisque. It's not your common housewife. One only realizes the insanities in one's poems, you know, after a period of time has gone by. Vacuuming naked this morning, balancing on her puffed white stomach the silver head of a dog, a chained medallion, she whispers desperately. The cold coin rises, consciously taking her breath, the morning, right out of her lungs. Eyes, red obsidian and black, leap at her face, and the jaw snaps back against her left breast and her heart. Is she whispering, "Love me"? The child in her belly awakens, turns. Countess, lover, here I am, dangling from my watch chain. Over the sly wheeze of the machine, it sucks at her heart, blindly, as if in love. Both of them dream then, awake. The dog's head swings on its chain, forward and back, a cold hand on her chest, and pushing its legs deep within her thighs, the child walks.